Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolences to Zambian President Edgar Lungu over the passing of former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda. President Xi hailed Kaunda as an internationally renowned leader of African independence movement, politician, social activist, and the founder of China-Zambia ties. He said the Chinese people will always remember Kaunda's contributions to the development of bilateral ties. Chinese authorities say the country will further spur market vitality by promoting mass entrepreneurship and innovation in the 14th five-year plan period. A State Council executive meeting also specifies measures to speed up the development of new business patterns in foreign trade to boost the upgrading of the sector. More than 1.07 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in China. The National Health Commission made the announcement on Wednesday. An increasing number of people in Singapore are showing a preference for a COVID-19 vaccine developed in China. Health officials in the Southeast Asian country have authorized the use of Sinovac after the vaccine received WHO approval for emergency use. A senior UN official has spoken highly of China's contribution to peacekeeping missions. The Media Center for the Celebration Activities of the 100th Anniversary of the Founding of the Communist Party of China will launch its official website on Thursday. The website, www.100cpcnews.cn, will be accessible in both Chinese and English, and will publish news updates on celebration activities and arrangements for press conferences, media interviews, and visits. The website will also have a special section providing information for registered journalists from home and abroad. The center will be put into operation on June 26th. The Chinese agriculture minister says the country has reaped another bumper summer harvest in 2021. Tang Renjian also says this lays a solid foundation for ensuring the total grain output this year will remain at above 650 billion kilograms. China is calling on countries to take concrete steps to address their serious human rights problems. This follows a joint statement by 65 other countries at the ongoing session of the United Nations Human Rights Council opposing interference in China's internal affairs under the pretext of human rights. The statement came after some Western countries made accusations against China on issues related to Xinjiang, Hong Kong, and Tibet.